Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
I was punching out with a 5-iron all day, and I didn't even do that right.
This is the Fan's U.S. Open Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Don't wait for comfort with Area Heating and Cooling. Go to areaheating.com today, your local train comfort specialists. It's hard to stop a train.
It's U.S. Open Week on Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
What it do?
Oh, hey, you're here for a what it do.
Hey, what's up?
I was preparing to what it do without you.
I'm the new baby driver.
Are you okay?
Boy, do I have a story to tell you.
Boy, that's a good flick, by the way.
Yeah,
and if you, and if
that's
you're,
a great movie.
You didn't like Baby Driver?
It's okay. Give me a second, okay?
All right, great, we'll give you a second. Me and Mike will talk. We'll let the grown-ups talk. So if you don't know what's happening here, Rob literally walked in as the show was starting. We got a text.
He did make it in on time. To give him a little bit of credit, he was in exactly right as the open was almost over.
That's true.
He made it just on time.
So we got a text at about, what, 2:30, 2:40-ish?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. And it just said, airport run, traffic bad, coming in hot. And so we're putting the odds on whether he was going to show up. And I'm going to tell you, bud, the odds weren't in your favor.
Crime, by the way, texting and driving. I did beat the odds. I got here for the what it do.
Yeah. So
that was my goal.
I what it dude for you.
I know it was really close, but it was close.
You got it in. Now, my guess was that you GPS'd to see what time you were going to be here. And it said like 3:03, 3:04. Was it one of those?
Baby Driver, the new Baby Driver, that's what you can call me, was pacing at 3:03 p.m.
Yes.
Based on my subtraction of the time. I was on 13, it was 2:50.
Yeah.
And GPS said 13 minutes.
Aha.
So in those last
few miles. You made up the 3 minutes.
I made it up, bro.
Because I'll tell you what, it is a real state of panic when you know you have to be somewhere, like a hard deadline at, well, the start of a radio show, and you look at that GPS, you do Waves or Google, whichever map service you use, and it spits you out like 3 to 4 minutes over that time. That is an uneasy feeling where you know that somehow you got to make up that time. You cannot just go with the flow of traffic. Nay, you have to go Baby Driver and be a little aggressive.
Can we call you middle-aged driver instead of Baby Driver?
Can we call you whatever you want.
Dad Driver?
Dad Driver.
And let's get to the meat and potatoes before we find out what the hell you were doing.
Hold on.
How do you not like Baby Driver?
I didn't say I didn't like it.
You gave it a mid.
Right. That was one of the best movies last year.
It was an amazing movie.
Well, I think that's an indictment on movies now, isn't it?
Wow.
Now, listen, I feel like, first of all, let me file a complaint.
Sure.
And then I will give you my formal apology.
Complain away.
My complaint is, I think Mike quick updated me there.
Really?
Yeah, he could have helped me out.
Stretched a little
with
bit?
With a couple extra stories.
Have you
seen the headlines today, Rob? That is a stretched update as stretch is going to get today.
Maybe you could have told some jokes, like done a set.
Well, I'm with you on that one. There is ways to massage and give someone an extra 30 to 45 seconds, because you did send a text saying pulling in.
I said I was pulling in, and I was right out here, and I was listening to Mike's update. I'm like, that's it?
Massage.
I will say, I didn't have the phone in front of me. It was in my pocket. I felt the vibrate of the text, and I went,
that was me.
That's Rob vibrating my thigh right now.
That was Rob pulling in.
Yeah, he was pulling in.
Literally.
Now,
yes,
he was. I didn't know what the text said, but I guessed that you were very, very close. I did stretch. Out of all the stories today, I stretched. So
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Mike, that's not a convincing I stretched. That's I tried.
Hey, look.
Would you like me to put in my update that Josh Gordon is high on the Browns receivers this year?
Maybe he should have played some drops.
Did you talk about Andrew Luck throwing a high school football?
I did.
Yeah, he did. That was in there.
Oh.
That was my first story of the day, actually.
But did you mention the high school element to it?
Well, it was a college ball, but
no, it was not.
What I read today was a college ball.
It was a high school football.
Mm.
Why is he throwing high school footballs?
Because he can't throw a normal size football.
Because they're smaller.
They're smaller and lighter.
Seems like things are going well.
But hey, don't worry. That shoulder is A-okay.
So, yeah, this is all my fault. I cannot be blaming Mike. I cannot be blaming anyone but myself.
We don't want to pass the buck?
You know what it is? No, it's like, so I had to go to the airport. Okay. The San Diego Rops are on their way out of town.
The brother Rop.
Yeah, that's my brother, his wife, and they're two little girls, and they're 4 and 2. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything I've learned, as you all probably know, if you have two kids or more, mm-hmm. when you're with a 4 and a 2-year-old, you're not in control.
No. Anytime you have little ones, and Mike learned this because you won't listen to us and you'll have kids because you're stupid. So learn this lesson well.
It's a little harsh, but okay.
It's true. He won't look at him. He knows he's going to have kids.
Yeah, he wants little kids.
Yeah, I know. When you have little ones,
a lot of people do.
Take whatever it is that you think you're going to do in the time frame and just add 20 minutes to where. Anytime you're leaving the house, bare minimum, add 20 minutes.
Yeah, and here was my mistake, is I didn't add that 20 minutes.
No.
I added some, but I didn't.
Not enough.
I didn't. Yeah, you're like herding cats at that point. Yeah. And with the goodbyes, you know, you got to say goodbye to grandma and grandpa. You got to say goodbye to Aunt Danielle. Mm. You know, I just didn't. That was totally an error on my
part. It was a poor budgetary use of time.
However, with the error, I was merely off by only about 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah, if that.
If
I mean, you came in when I was what it doing. So I'm saying like maybe.
My calculations were off.
5 to 6 seconds?
And for that, I apologize. I am down to the second on my calendar.
It's pretty impressive. Look, it happens. Plus, traffic was pretty crappy today.
What's going on out there?
It took me an extra, it took me an extra 15 minutes to get in today.
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Do we need to talk about
it? Can't wait for toll booths to make traffic better.
Well, it's Portland traffic. It kind of sucks.
Here comes Mike slamming on toll booths. That's like, man, that's his hill. He's going to die on that hill.
You're not happy with the tolls,
are
you?
He hates the toll booth.
No. Come on now. Tolls suck. They cause massive backups on the highway.
Well, welcome to Portland. And once we get them, it'll just get worse and worse and worse. It will never get better because we refuse to do anything about it. And anytime you try to bring that up to someone, they'll just give you the, well, if you build more roads, it just makes traffic worse. That's why every other major city has at least a halfway decent infrastructure. But not us. Nope. Keep Portland weird.
Do you think it's all the Ubers and Lyfts that are out there? Do you think it's, it's probably a combo of that. The people that live here now.
I think it's the hundreds of thousands of people that have swarmed here over the last, couple years. I think that probably has something to do with it.
But there's not any, like when I was out there doing my middle-aged baby driver bit.
Sure.
I didn't see any construction. I mean, it was just slow. No. Like, it wasn't gridlock. It was just...
It's slow.
Slow. Yes. It's like there was nowhere to go.
Yes, Rush hour starts at about 2:30 in the summer, so...
Yeah, but see, we left... See, I knew that, and I factored that in. Mm-hmm. And again, I was only off by about 5 to 6 seconds.
You almost had it.
Almost got it. But it's... It was earlier. I mean, we were stuck in traffic at 1:45.
Yeah, it's bizarre. There's seemingly no rhyme or reason to it. At least, like you said, on the days where there's construction or there's a wreck or something. But on days where it's slow. And like I said, it wasn't at no point that I stopped today, but you were going 15, 20 miles an hour the entire time. There's a lot of people. And it could just be, I've seen different studies where they talk about how one thing can impact, like one a-hole who's late getting over can cause, you can see the ripple effect for, miles behind him.
Or if you just have like, what drives me crazy is if there's like, let's say a stalled out car.
Yeah.
Or even just a car that's been abandoned. Like nobody's in it, you can tell. And it's just sitting on the side of the road.
Everyone stops for
people
it.
People will slow down way too much.
Yeah. They just sit there or.
Don't do that.
Or, you throw a cop in the middle of a road, that'll slow you down by 10 miles an hour.
Oh, you know, the other.
Because no one will pass the cop.
The other added value here is all the trucks now, because the ports.
Yeah, the ports
close.
That's
we have so many more trucks on the road.
Yeah, that's the. But like, I don't think today. Like, I don't.
I think that adds traffic every day.
Yeah,
but there's so many people who have moved here.
Yeah,
and you talked about what was the stat? It was one of you two said it's like X amount of people move here daily.
Yeah, it's so
like 100 people or something. It's
trucks,
crazy.
The trucks, that port thing happened years ago.
We should build a wall, a huge wall, a big wall.
To keep the Californians out.
With water, ocean water.
Big water, river water.
Big water.
Willamette water.
Keep these damn people out. Oh, wait, I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Me
but
too,
I got here.
Me too.
Yeah, Mike's later than me.
I don't.
Rain down your fury on Mike.
I came here when I was like five? Does that?
Came here 7 years ago. So is that before most people came here?
Most people don't think of you as a transplant.
No, I came to Gresham when I was five. I did my time in Gresham. I've lived in Gresham and Woodburn. So you know what? I've done it. All right. I've done the bad parts.
Why on earth did you live in Woodburn?
I don't know.
Sorry, Woodburn. Love you. I get down there some, play OGA out there.
It was cheap and it was a big piece of property.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's good though. Regret it?
I was fine until the Russian mob moved in next door.
Yeah,
I've told
that
story.
Oh, I remember.
My goats were murdered by the Russian mob's dogs. And at that point, I figured I should probably move.
Do you remember the story from the award-winning In the News segment we did a couple of months ago where we were reporting on all the big summer construction things that are going to be happening on I-5?
Yes, there's going to be screwing everybody up.
That hasn't even started yet.
Oh, have fun with that.
Ooh, so I did see the first sign for that today.
Yeah, you've got – well, they're paving right now, but they're doing that overnight. These are like, I don't know, nothing really cool. Like, you won't notice the difference. They're just like restabilizing the structures on all four junctions of I-5, 84.
And the real punch in the fun bags, right, in the cash and prizes is what you said.
And the bridges.
When it's done, you won't notice it.
No, it doesn't. Like, yeah, it's like.
I know you have to do it. Like, you can't have crumbling infrastructure, but you would hope that with all that cluster F that we're going to have to go through for months and months when it was done. Excuse me.
May God bless you.
When it was done.
And keep you.
That you would notice an improvement, but you won't. We'll just suffer through it, and then it'll be done, and you're like, oh, nothing changed.
You know, like they would, at the same time as they were restructuring, also add a lane or something,
yeah,
just
something
to make
like
it a little
that.
Bit more beneficial.
You know, white it out, help with the merges and whatnot, because that's where it gets you. Everyone knows that the traffic really gets effed when you're trying to get on or off the freeway.
Busiest construction season on Portland highways and freeways in a decade.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful in the summertime.
They say 84 and I-5, those ramps and bridges, those will one bridge will close at a time. Mm-hmm. And so the bridge connecting I-5 north to 84 east will never close during the day, but the closures will last for 2 weeks or more because that's such a big one. That one will only close at night, but the others will close during the day, and they'll rotate. And they say the project's going to begin July 8th, and the planned closure of 5 south ramp to 84, that closure is expected to last all the way until July 23rd. July
that's
23rd.
That's 2 full weeks of that.
Of
being closed?
I think fully closed.
I feel like I need to take a vacation.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say, look, there's no way around this.
No.
It's going to be really bad.
Yep.
It's going to suck. Give yourself extra time and maybe just leave.
But it just would be, like, if it improved. Like the If we could lengthen the merge on-ramps, on- and off-ramps, in where you live in Vancouver, a while back, they did that. There's an exit on Mill Plain that would just kill traffic. It's like it's one of the right when you come over the bridge, it's like the first exit you come to, and it would F up traffic. And they extended that thing. They extended the on ramp by like a mile. It's enormous now. No more traffic. Because you can actually fit an S ton of cars waiting to get on and off.
Didn't they also do that on 5? It's 13, State Route 13, that first one there?
14. Yeah.
It's like a big curvy on ramp now off of I-5 to get to 13.
Yeah. It's just you would hope that there'd be some sort of 14. Like, hey, let's, even if we're not going to build more lanes, let's improve the on ramp. No, can't do that. No. Let's build another bridge for the bicyclists, though. Let's do that. And I ride my bike. I don't need another bridge. You know what I do need? A better on ramp. How about that?
Maybe I should have taken my family to the airport on a bike. Today.
Yeah.
Think that would have worked?
That's what they tell me, right? Mass transit. I should bike to work.
Yeah, you should have parked your car at the Max and then rode the Max for an hour and then gone back to your car.
Right.
And then get stabbed while I'm there.
Yeah.
Now, do I have to factor in the time that I go to the doctor's office after I get stabbed? How does that work out?
Probably.
All right. Well, I made it and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Let's talk some sports.
Yes, we got championship parades going on today.
Yeah, the parade's the big news.
Yes, Jordan Bell steals the show.
Yeah, I like him.
Well, did you see him jump off and grab an extra bottle of Henny?
Yeah, that's the big story today.
Yeah, Ovechkin, I'm here to report, still drunk, has not been sober since they won the cup, was S-faced and swearing on stage today, so that was fun, and will not let go of the Stanley Cup. He may never let it go.
He still got it?
Yeah, he may pull a Putin and just keep it. Be like, I'm sorry, you're not having it. And no one on the Capitol seems to mind. They're just letting him have the cup.
You know what we should do today? We should talk for 4 hours about where LeBron will go. What do you think about that?
Today, I saw the definitive answer that there was a reporter who talked to him that he hates Houston, and Gary Payton reported that LeBron's kids are already enrolled in school in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they've already been down there a while, I guess.
Yeah, they have an offseason home in L.A.
Yeah.
So
his family's been there forever.
No, Gary Payton says that they're going to L.A.
What does he know?
It's a done deal. I guess his kid goes to the same school or
something. I'm telling you, it's looking more and more like that's true.
But then the headmaster of that private school said no, he's not enrolled there. So conflicting reports today between...
Who do you believe, the headmaster or the glove?
Or the glove. It's amazing.
All right, let's get started with parade talk, championship talk, 315. This is the Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, 320. It is parade day for all of these teams winning championships. Washington, D.C. hasn't had a parade since the Redskins in 92.
No, and I guess they went big with this thing. The owner said that it was going to be bigger than anything they've seen, and by all accounts, it was a party and a half.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
It's a parade. Like, what can you do?
I guess you talk about, like, maybe more floats or more crowd interaction. And just they were saying, like, what I was reading today is they did a really good job of putting on kind of a big extravaganza. But, I mean, ultimately, you can't make people show up. The Cubs, I think, is the biggest that we've seen in modern-day history. They said that Cubs championship parade was, like, the 7th or 8th largest gathering in human history.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, it was, like, what, 5-6 million people, something like that, showed up at one of the parks in Chicago.
I'm still blown away, and it wasn't even number one on the list, but I'm still blown away by... Because I remember going through that list,
yeah. And
it's really rather mind-blowing, that concert in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, was...
It was like Rod Stewart or something, and it was like 7 or 8 million people?
Yeah, and there was a funeral on there. I'm looking it up. I found that list. Number 9 was Rod Stewart.
How many?
3.5 million
okay.
people.
Not as many as I thought.
But Rod...
3.5 million people
showed up to see Rod Stewart in Rio.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're in the way back, can you hear that? Or are you just...
Well, I'm guessing there's a big video board, and yeah, it was free.
They run speakers all the way down the beach for miles? Like, what's the... Because the beach isn't very big.
No.
So how far back?
I'm looking at the photo, and it doesn't even look like people. It, like an aerial shot, you can't tell that it's people. It just looks like crops. There is no room. It is kind of awe-inspiring, but it looks like they have lights that extend back to the very back of the crowd, like the stage and the setup. So I'm guessing, I mean, they got lights back there. They probably have some sort of sound system they can reach back there, but it's nuts. There was a funeral in Cairo in 1970 that 5 million people showed up for, and then the Cubs were number 7, about 5.5 million people estimated at the Cubs World Series parade. World Youth Day had 5 million in change. Pope Francis in Milan
now,
had
why
6.
Why would World Youth Day bring out 5 million people?
In Manila. I don't know.
What was so special about that?
These are all in estimates, Manila. Obviously. You can't get an accurate count.
Did our friend show up?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Did she show up for World Youth Day?
I don't think she was born in 95.
Oh, 95. Okay. Sorry.
I think she's like 14 years old. Then we had Pope Francis was in...
Manila again?
Yeah, Manila again. Roughly 6 million people.
I'll tell you what. They come out to party in Manila.
The Ayatollah Khomeini, the funeral for him in Iran, 10 million. And then the funeral of someone that I've never heard of in India, 1969, 15 million people.
That one guy?
C.N. Anadurari? I don't know.
Okay.
Never heard of him. But 15 million people showed up in India. And then there was a festival in Iraq where 17 million people showed up. That's in 2014. And then there was a pilgrimage in India in 2013. 30 million people.
30 million people.
Yeah. In a pilgrimage in India in 2013.
Oh, God!
That's unbelievable.
So if you want to see what a big crowd looks like, look up a photo of the Mela pilgrimage.
Were they disappointed? They find what they were looking for? Find the Holy Grail?
I don't know, but there's a bunch of, like, it's a cityscape, like a cityscape. Like, think like Portland with all the bridges. And again, all those bridges are lined with people, and then all the riverbank as far as you can see.
Yeah, I see it here.
You know, I guess I can't imagine what 30 million people.
It looks like it's a deal where they wash away their sins in the river there.
Okay.
And so it's literally a sea of humanity.
So they do. So 30 million people were all fighting to get a chance to dip themselves in some river that.
It's the holiest place in the Hindu world. So they go
is
there.
That's what that is?
That's what it is. I'm reading about it right here.
You talk about the.
It's not poop, like I knew that.
You talk about the poop-filled Willamette. What does 30 million people jumping into a river do to it?
Willamette. How many people could we get in the Willamette?
How far down do we go?
For our pilgrimage.
the primetime pilgrimage? I think we could probably get about 17 that are willing to 17 take.
17 people.
17 people, yeah.
30 million.
That could go and take a dip and wash away whatever, you know, sort of sin. Maybe we can get Dusty. Dusty's an ordained whatever. He did a couple of marriages. Dusty could like do a blessing and you could jump in the river and do like a polar plunge sort of thing.
So all that stuff, I just, you know, I get it, I guess. I just, the one that blows me away is the Rod Stewart concert. Seriously.
3.5 million people.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
3.5 million. Anyway.
Well, it's free, so.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
Like, I wonder, if you put something in the United States, like, is there someone that could even draw 1 million people if even it was free?
If you did a free show now?
Yeah. Like, didn't
and you had the capacity to hold 5-6 million people?
Well, like, I think Garth did that free. Garth Brooks did the free concert in Central Park. What did that draw?
You sure it wasn't Chris Gaines?
Well, I think it was a dual headliner. I think Chris Gaines was the opener, and then Garth came on.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Like, if you did a free show of anybody, like if Led Zeppelin got back together, are they all alive?
What if Jesus came back? What if Jesus appeared like in Branson, Missouri? What kind of turnout you think you get? You think you get 3.5 million people?
Boy, I think you might.
The New York Fire Department officially reported a crowd of 980,000 attended the Garth Brooks concert.
Okay, so we came close.
Almost 1 million.
We came close to 1 million.
Well, my.
And if you've ever seen photos of that, it's insane. Garth in Central Park. Now realize that over 3.5 million, so that was short of 1 million. 3.5 million people showed up for Rod freaking Stewart. I'm with you. I can't wrap my head around
it's crazy.
That. Of that top 10 list, that's the one that you're like, really?
And I tell you what.
Rod Stewart.
I just thought of one other thing.
By the way, Rod Stewart, coming to the amphitheater this summer.
Yeah, I know. And I won't say anything bad. Never mind. I love Rod Stewart. I think he's awesome.
I'm going to be there.
Are you good? Yeah. I'm glad you're going. I thought about going, then I thought, nope. I would have wanted to see Rod Stewart in his prime. He probably could have seduced me. He was that sexy.
I think he still can.
But I love Rod Stewart. I think he's great.
If you went to see Rod Stewart, you would throw your undies up on stage.
Maybe I would.
You would.
So one other thing while we continue to be bogged down by this. was that show, okay, so it's a Rod Stewart, in Rio in what year?
It's like 1984.
Okay, perfect. That's like the height of Rod Stewart.
Yes, I think that is peak.
Peak Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
And that's also peak.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was 94.
Okay, so he was a little older.
I think you're still, you know what? Damn, you're probably getting like this version of LeBron. The skills have eroded a little bit. But
he's still in the finals.
But he's still in the finals.
Would that have been the greatest collection of talent ever?
In Rio.
Think about it.
A Rod Stewart concert in Rio.
The beaches of Rio de Janeiro. Rod Stewart's audience. So people have a connection to Rod Stewart, so that's nothing but hots, right?
Yes.
Come on. Find me a better collection of talent.
Boy.
And a larger collection of quality talent than that.
Yeah. And you're
besides Las Vegas on any given Friday night.
And you're right. And you're right about that. Tops were coming off. Bottoms were good. It was a free for all.
Think about it.
If you couldn't get laid at that concert, then it just was never gonna happen for you.
All right. Well, anyway, the Washington, D.C. parade, I guess, was crazy. I don't know what that means for a parade, but I guess they just drink more and throw stuff. And maybe they did a giant inflatable. You think they did a giant inflatable, like, blow up of the lady who showed her boobies to them when they won?
I saw that someone made a Stanley Cup out of Natty Light cans.
I saw that, too.
Oh, that was pretty good. And they put, like, a spaghetti, like, bowl on top of it.
It's cute.
thought it was pretty solid.
It got them their social media. It got them what they wanted. They wanted to be passed around on social media, and it worked.
Yeah. Now, I got to go back to this because now I found another list. Do you know who Jean Michael Jarr is? Jarrier?
If you're pronouncing that correctly, no.
I don't know, but that's he shares the record with Rod Stewart for largest concert ever.
Can you spell his name for me, please?
Well, Jean Michael.
Use it in a sentence.
And then Jarre.
G-A.
Who is that?
Never heard of him.
But he was commissioned by the mayor of Moscow to give a concert at the Moscow State University in celebration of the city's 850th anniversary. Again, estimated 3.5 million people.
Well, that can't be because of JMG's poll. Sorry.
But who the hell is
calling
that?
BS on that.
And then the next highest after that drops down to 1.6. So there's 3.5 for Rod, 3.5 for JMJ, whoever the hell that is. And then believe it or
JMG.
Not.
JMG.
No, it's JMJ.
You said Jarre.
No, Jarre.
Damn it.
All right. Gene Michael Jarre.
There he is.
Who the hell is that?
There's some guy. Looks like a musician of some sort.
Yeah. And then you get down to the third highest is AC/DC, Pantera, The Black Crowes, and Metallica.
He's a French composer.
Well, 3.5 million people showed up to see him.
Pioneer in the electronic, ambient, and new age genres.
Mm. Well, apparently that was a hell of a show.
Laser displays and fireworks. He's no Pink Floyd.
No, The Wall.
All right. So anyway, we digress. Parade talk, and then we have a local sports stuff segment coming up, including talk of the Beavers headed to another College World Series. It is 3:31. Here's Mike.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
So we've seen estimates on the numbers of people that have come out to these championship parades today.
I haven't. I'll see if I can maybe do some digging and see if I can get an estimate, but I haven't seen it today.
I always wonder how they estimate crowds like that.
I think what they do now, I know they did this with the presidential, what do they call it? Gosh, when you get sworn in, what am I thinking of?
Yeah, the swearing show.
Why can't
inauguration?
I think of what
inauguration?
There you go. Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't come up with that.
Took me a second.
Yeah.
The swearing show.
I was like, what the hell is that called? They said they just use, they take the space. They're able to go up and like take an aerial photo, and then they're able to calculate the square footage of the space, and then it's an algorithm, and you're able to do it based on that, the size of the area. So I'm assuming that's what they do for these massive crowds like this, is you just take the number of people that, you know, could occupy a space, and you look at it, and it's an estimate. I mean, there's no way to know whether it's 3.5 or whether it's, you know, 3.3, but I think you get in the ballpark.
Do you think the Warriors one is as good as the first two?
Probably not. I think the first one is probably always the best, especially if your city hasn't won anything. Like Washington, Washington hadn't won anything since the Redskins. You know, the Redskins have been dreadful over the last 20 plus years. The Capitals have never won a Stanley Cup. They haven't been there in 20 plus years. The Nationals have never been to a World Series. So and the Wizards stink. So I guarantee that the party was bigger and better in Washington than it was in Golden State. I mean, it's your third one in 4 years. Same thing with the Cubs. If the Cubs had a World, if they win the World Series this year, 5.5 million people aren't showing up to that. I mean, that was 100 plus years in the making. So yeah, there's an element to kind of been there, done that, as opposed to your first one after a long suffering.
Sounds like the Warriors. There's nothing out yet today because the parade was just today. But
yeah.
They're saying that they were estimating to be about 1 million people.
Okay.
That would show up. So I don't know what ended up happening. And who pays for these parades? Now, are these parades put on by cities?
It depends. Now, I think a lot of times the city foots the bill. There have been, I know in the past, cities that have said, we can't afford this, and owners have often stepped up and picked up the bill.
Yeah, see, I think the team should pay for it.
Well, and I think that's what the Capitals owner was saying, is he's going to make sure that this is a proper parade, and he doesn't mind footing the bill for it. But it has been an issue in the past with cities being like, no, you know, like, and I think if I remember correctly, it was like, because you have to pay for overtime for cops and, you know, security and all that stuff. But they can run a couple million bucks in order to
pay for all the Ambien.
There you go. Pay for all the booze and
the Henny.
The crowd control.
Yeah, so Jordan Bell, the scene today at the Golden State one was that Jordan Bell, shirtless Jordan Bell,
yes,
was partying on one of the floats, and he runs out of Hennessy.
Yeah. So he's showing it, like he's turning the bottle upside down.
We drank it.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
And so what happens?
Someone in the crowd
flashes a bottle of Hennessy at him, and he's like, oh my God. And he jumps off the float, jumps over some barricades and, you know, through some security and this and that. And he goes over there and he takes a big old shot of Hennessy. And then he hands the bottle back. I'm surprised he didn't just take the bottle.
I know.
That would have been rude, though.
I thought that maybe, you know, you slip a couple bucks.
So then he's walking back, and everybody's going crazy. And this woman is on TV. I think she's doing a live hit or something. And he stops for an interview. Like her big moment. Right at that moment, yeah. Jordan Bell happens to be there. So she does an impromptu interview, and Jordan Bell's on there being all Jordan Belly, no shirt and everything. And then he gets done with that. And he goes back over to the guys with the Hennessy, and he takes another shot. And he hands the bottle back to him, gives him a fist bump, and heads back to the float. Fantastic.
It was good times. Just both of the parades. I love championship parades. It's just it's fun to see the fans, but to me it's fun to see the athletes in that state.
Like, see, I was thinking it's got to be more fun for Jordan Bell, right? Like, this is his first one.
Yes.
As a rookie. He's like, yeah. Man, this is cool. I won the title in my first year, and he contributed, you know.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he played.
I think he won the parade for Golden State.
Oh, and no question.
He partied harder than anyone
because
there.
It was his first year. That's yes. what I was thinking, is yes. that I bet you for Curry and Durant and those guys, do you think it's tedious at any point?
I don't think it ever gets tedious, but I certainly don't think it means as much as the first one.
Hey,
and all you need to do is look at, like, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and then look at Jordan Bell and look at Alexander Ovechkin and tell me that the first one isn't more special than the others. Even going back, like, remember when Jordan won his first one against the Lakers? Like, Jordan just sat in his locker and held it and cried. I don't think he was doing that with 4, 5, and 6.
Here's a text. Text the fan text line at 55305. It says, yeah, there's easily between 1 million and 100 million people at this Warriors parade.
Just somewhere.
It's a good estimate.
Somewhere
he's probably right.
In that range. Is that the Trump estimate?
Huge. By the way, we've got a Twitter follower, Ryan, Twitter bro, who is saying that he happens to be on I-5 right now. We were talking about traffic in mm-hmm. our first segment. Right next to GM Bro.
Bro.
Oh,
Neil
really?
O'Shea. So if he's listening.
Buddy.
Do you think he's in his Mercedes?
You give him the roll down?
Yeah, roll down.
Except no one rolls him down anymore. Do you just.
I have a trade idea for you.
Well, do you see.
Roll it down. Just real quick. Real quick.
Think you catch the GM Bro, like, nose picking? In traffic?
That'd be funny.
You ever get busted in traffic doing something like
all
that?
All the time. Yeah. People pick their nose all the time when they're driving.
But the worst is, like, you're like two knuckles in, and then you glance over and the person's staring at you. You're like, you got me.
You know why they're staring at you? Because it's not fun to watch anybody dig for gold. We all have to do it from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Why they're staring at you is to see what you do with it.
That's true. You don't want to pull the Sarkeesian.
Yeah.
Who got caught on national TV eating it.
Do you think O'Shea's sitting on I-5 right now saying this to the cars in front of him?
Guys, move on.
Stuck in traffic.
I enjoy that.
I think it's really sexy.
I want to imagine the person who yells the trade idea to him in traffic has the most outrageous trade idea. It's like, here's how you can get a signed trade for both Paul George and LeBron James.
Just real quick. Roll it down.
I've done all the math on your salary cap, and I know exactly what you need to do.
I was playing 2K17. Let me tell you the roster that I managed to assemble.
Bro. I did put forced trades on, so you're going to have to get the guys to do that too. But
bro. Well, did you read Oregon Live today?
I did. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
You're talking about the clickbait piece.
Jeffrey Arnold.
17 Blazers trades.
And there was some doozies.
We should go through that.
That is a hilarious read.
I did click through that. Now, listen, I like Jeffrey Arnold, but.
I do too.
That stuff, some of the stuff that particularly he puts on there, it's like, oh my God, really? But they just want your clicks. And I will admit that they got my click today. And I read through that.
So which one was worse, the Karl-Anthony Towns one or the...
That was bad.
That was bad.
No, the Kawhi Leonard one.
The Kawhi Leonard one was bad, too. I mean, there were a lot of bad ones. But those two particularly...
Myers Leonard and Evan Turner for Kawhi Leonard. What?
What are you talking about?
It's not breaking news, dude.
Works out perfectly well. Yeah, there was a Karl-Anthony Towns one and a Leonard one that were just... In what world is that a trade?
Well, we'll go through that later. Well, you know what? We're going to do a segment on clickbait, and it's going to be those trades, mm-hmm. and it's also going to be something else that I saw today. And I get it. They got to put this out, and people eat it up. But it's they already have the Phil Steele college football Pac-12 bowl projections.
Really?
Yes.
It's the Pac-12.
Yeah. And it's
bowl season.
And I tell you what, if you're a Duck fan,
I'm a man. I'm 40.
You're pissed.
Mm. Now, when I was in Vegas, I did lay some future bets.
But like, honestly, how does I mean, come on, what is that?
I don't know.
Projections?
Well, what else you got to do?
Exactly. So it's clickbait, but we'll do a segment and offer you both of those items, the 17 Blazers trades and the Pac-12 bowl projections, all in one juicy segment. See if you don't turn off the radio.
It's just the most ludicrous things that we can come up with.
Anyway, who did you bet on?
In the Pac-12, well, I took some the over-under win totals that I liked. And then I took the dogs to win the Pac-12 outright. The Huskies, I think, will win the Pac-12.
What were the odds on that, though?
What did I get them at?
They're a favorite.
I think I got, it was them and USC and Stanford. I think we're all up there. And I'll have to look it up and see what I got. But it was actually pretty decent. Let me look it up. I'll have it for you when we come back.
No, look it up now. Right now. All right. I want to hear you type in your 48 words per minute.
Hey, I was pretty happy with my 48 words
Ooh,
per minute.
Shots fired.
Hey, for me?
I'm old.
I'll take it.
I am dying.
I'll take my 48 per minute.
All right. Do you think – see, somebody brought this up. I didn't even thought about it. But is the Philly job something that GM Bro would apply for, you think? You think he'd want that job?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even think about that. But, yes, I would think that is a great job. Because you're coming in and you've got young assets, you've got a young, talented team, and you can kind of, I'm not going to say ride the coattails, but
bro,
you put one more piece on that team and you're going to have the opportunity to do it in free agency. Or, you know, you make one significant move and you're a contender. I would think that's one of the more attractive jobs in the NBA.
By the way, also on the GM Bro in traffic report, he says no sign of bifurcation anywhere.
Ah,
there's no bifurcating going on right now.
You can't bifurcate traffic.
I can't even imagine.
Can't do it.
All right. So, hey, there's hot parade talk. Okay. Let's get to some local news, local sports news. What should happen when a home run is hit in the new Portland baseball park? Do you think like a protest should break out or something?
I still enjoy the homeless camp in center field to make it authentic Portland.
And we've got the Beavers, Oregon State, headed to another College World Series. Those items next on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, some NFL. There are three NFL names trending, and we'll tell you who they are and why they're trending.
So I looked it up, and yeah, it's basically a money line. I think it's -110 on Washington win. So I laid like $50 on that. I laid my biggest one was the over wins on Oregon. I think Oregon was at 7.5. I took the over on that.
See, they were 8.5 when I was there.
It was 7.5, and then Cal's I think was 5.5, and that was my other big one. I laid down a decent chunk on Cal to be the over. I think Cal will be a 6 or 7 win team. So I think those are the three bets that I laid on the Pac-12 when I was down at Vegas and was milling around for a little bit.
That's exciting. Super exciting. Now,
yeah, it just gives you a little something to look forward to college football season.
We were, when we were there a couple weeks ago, we tried to bet on the Beavers,
mm-hmm.
Oregon State.
What is theirs like?
Baseball.
It's like, oh, baseball.
Yeah, baseball. Because they were playing.
I thought you were talking about football. Because I think theirs was like at 3, and I didn't want to touch that. I have no idea.
They didn't offer it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. And the guy kind of scoffed at us. Like they were offering lines on WNBA games, mm-hmm. and like various stupid things. And
what book were you at?
At Aria.
Because we were at Mandalay Bay and they had College World Series odds
up. Yeah, it's a small book.
Okay.
So I'm sure that's why. But That was the day the Beavers, I mean, they just torched. I forget who they play before Minnesota. God, I don't even remember.
LSU.
LSU. They were torching LSU that day. We were going to bet on them, and they wouldn't let us.
I remember looking.
Bastards.
I think Oregon State was third best odds. May have been second at the time when we were down there. Florida, I think, was still the odds on favorite.
Did you see their win last night?
Yeah. Jose Canseco did.
How about that?
So if you didn't know, so Florida was playing Auburn for the right to go to the College World Series, and it was 1-1. So this was last night was the winner take all. And Florida won on a walk-off home run that bounced off the right fielder and went over the fence.
Yeah, he had it in his glove. He had it in his glove. I couldn't tell. There was no other angle on the shot. I couldn't tell if he literally robbed him of a home run or if he had it before the fence, like if it wouldn't have gone out.
I don't think it goes out. I think it hits off the top of the wall.
But he leapt, and it hits his glove, and his glove, he just doesn't squeeze it, and it just flies out and over the fence, and Florida goes to the College World Series for the fourth straight year.
Dude, it's insane. Like, I don't
that
know
kid
if
has
I've,
to feel terrible.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like that. And you're
well,
right.
Canseco.
But
that hit off his dome.
Yeah, that off his dome. But that was like a meaningless game. I mean, this was to go to the World Series. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, that's brutal.
That poor kid. I mean, how do you ever live that one down? I mean, I don't know how big a deal baseball is at Auburn, so maybe it, you know. But can you imagine like that being a football player? Like at Auburn, and then you have to go back on campus and live that down? It's unbelievable.
Good thing they may not care about baseball out there.
Well, being great's really expensive. I'm trying to watch it again here to see if it would have gone over because it was a – even if he doesn't catch it and it just hits off the wall, it's a double.
Being great is really expensive.
But I'm trying to see if I can get a better view to see if it would have gone over anyways.
And somebody else said the Florida's run that tied the score – 1-1 was a steal of home.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. Man, those Gators. But I don't know. I think the Beavers have a good shot, man. They are a fun team to watch, and they are playing well.
Boy, it's tough. It's a 50-50 call. Because like you said, the angle is kind of weird, and it's hard to tell whether it would have gone over or not. But yeah, people are high on the Beavs, and I guess Minnesota, they had a close game and had to come by, but they haven't lost yet. I mean, they steamrolled the regional.
Yeah, but I like it when they win close game. I think there was something to them just being tested.
Yeah.
And then having to come back. That's good. Because you want to roll in, you know, like winning every game by 100 runs. You don't want to do that. It's horrible. It sucks.
It's terrible.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
You want to be tested.
You like to be battle tested.
Yeah, it's like the Mariners right now. Like, you think they're scared of a one-run game?
No, what have they won? 20? Although last night was an odd Mariner game in that they didn't win by one run, and they scored more than two runs and had to deal with two Mike Trout home runs.
How good are they? Baseball right now in the Northwest. Washington's in the College World Series. Oregon State's in the College World Series.
One of the odds-on favorites, and then the Seattle Mariners.
How about that Portland team, though?
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe soon.
It's fun. I full-on have Mariner fever. I go home most nights and watch a good hunk of whatever game is on from the M's.
What should happen when a home run is hit in our new ballpark here in Portland? What do you think should happen? Should it be like a giant like bong rip out in center field?
Instead of Milwaukee has the guy that slides into the suds. Can't we just have a guy up there on a giant bong?
He just lights one up every home run?
Just lights up a heater and have at it?
I think the protest should break out. I think that'd be cool.
Get some riot police out there.
Yeah.
Beating on someone.
Just like reenacting a protest every time there's a home run. They're, you know, they're screaming and yelling, got their picket signs out.
I'm a Mets fan, but I'm always partial. I like the Big Apple that comes up with
the
Mets.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice.
Hey, it's kind of a nice.
You got to do something, right?
Yeah, Milwaukee's is cool. You do something other than just like fireworks or something.
What if the unicycling Darth Vader.
See, that'd be fun.
Bagpipe dork in a kilt comes out and chugs a Deschutes Zipa.
There's a bridge kind of over center field, and he rolls out there.
Got to do something. Text 55305. We'll come back. We've got some NFL stuff and more on the local front, including what the Blazers need to do at number 24.
This guy said something general neutral for sure.
Right. Gender neutral.
Yeah. What happens when someone hits a home run? Whatever it is.
It needs to be general.
Needs to be neutral. Gender neutral.
All right. 359 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.